Classic Hits, 93.1 WNOX. Frank Murphy here. What a pleasure to speak with the Rod Argent. Hello, Rod.
Hiya, Frank. How's it going?
Doing well, thank you. You're doing a tour of the Southeast, being in Asheville, North Carolina, at the Orange Peel. What a great room that is. And then in Knoxville at the Bijou Theater. What a perfectly acoustically wonderful room that is. You're going to love it.
Oh, is that right? Oh, I can't wait.
This goes back to vaudeville days. I mean, the Marx Brothers played there at this theater. It's 102 years old.
Oh, wow. I love things with that sort of history.
So what that means is that you technically don't need microphones. I mean, sometimes bands, they'll do an acoustic song or an a cappella song. They just turn off everything, and the sound fills that room.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I know. You can't wait.
Yeah.
Well, good. We're excited about it. We've been giving away tickets and promoting it quite a bit here. So tell me now, first of all, what have you been up to for the past few years, you know, since Argent and since the Zombies and such?
Well, Argent finished in 75, and I came off the road then, and I thought, that's it for me on the road. Because do you know what? In those days, touring was a much more cumbersome affair. You know, there were sort of fleets of vehicles with huge amounts of equipment, and in the end, the music seemed to be the last thing on the agenda, to be honest. And
it was all about the load in and the back line.
Oh my God, and nothing worked, you know, all the original instruments, nothing wrong with the instruments. I mean, they're wonderful, you know, like Hammond organs, etc., but because we were throwing them around in ways that they were never meant to be originally, you used to have a technician on stage, and with Mellotrons as well, to repair everything, you know, before you could get on stage every night. It was just problem after problem. And I thought I'd had enough then. I'd been on the road for 12 years non-stop at that time. And I thought, okay, I'm going to come off the road and stay involved in music, which I did very, very much. I wrote scores. Well, for the first year or two, I just played on other people's albums, including The Who's Who Are You and a Roger Daltrey album. And
So wait, you're on the theme from CSI?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Yes, I'm playing piano on that. Yeah, absolutely. On Who Are You?
I'm joking because they used that song, obviously, on the TV show.
I am on that track, yeah, absolutely right, yeah. You know, and then after that, I started writing scores for TV movies, etc. And then after that, I got very much involved with producing other artists. And in the late 80s and most of the 90s, I produced the first album for a lady called Tanita Tikaram, who sold 6.5 million albums in Europe, all done at my studio at home.
Nice.
I did an American artist called Joshua Caddison, who had three top 20 singles from the album Painted Desert Serenade that I produced.
Oh, fantastic.
For him. So
you're able to satisfy the creative itch on both sides of the mixing board then?
Well, exactly, yeah. But then around the late 90s, I suddenly thought, I really want to be doing my own stuff again, you know.
Yeah.
And I did a charity show for a jazz musician friends of mine, John Dankert and Cleo Lane.
Oh, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and Colin was in the audience.
Colin Blunstone, the other part of the Zombies.
Exactly, the lead singer. And he got up and sang on the spur of the moment with me, She's Not There in Time of the Season.
Oh. And
do you know what? It felt as if we'd been together 2 weeks before.
That's
and
nice.
After the show, Colin said, why don't we just do half a dozen gigs for fun? And we did. We put a band, a great band behind us, we did these half a dozen gigs. And it was such a great buzz that we continued doing it. And gradually, just very naturally, without planning anything, we built up the momentum until 2 or 3 years later. We were starting to tour really quite intensely. And we've built it to the point where we've started to incorporate all the old Zombies material.
Yeah.
Because we realized a lot of it we hadn't even played first time round.
Really? And then started getting new material too, though, right?
Indeed, yeah. And that's very important to us. And it was very interesting to us that within the context of being able to satisfy our creative energy and urges by continuing to write and record new material and getting some pretty stunning reviews for it, unbelievably.
We've been giving out copies of your latest CD, Breathe Out, Breathe In.
Oh, good man. Thank you very much. Well, we're proud of that album, and we've already recorded two tracks for the next album before coming over here. So that's very important to us. But within that context, we discovered that we loved rediscovering all the old Zombies material as well. And nice. And so that's what we're doing now.
Well, I think it's fantastic, obviously, because when the original artists are able to do it instead of, you know, some of these bands, you know, they just keep, there's like one guy who was maybe neighbors with one of the singers, and they still call it the same way.
Absolutely. And, you know, it feels right. And
this is the real deal.
Absolutely.
I still think you were really lucky to get a job with a band called Argent, because that was like your name.
Do you know, I did not want that to be the name of the band. I honestly didn't, but
really?
Russ Ballard and Bob Henry insisted.
Because we play Hold Your Head Up still on our station, too.
Well, we still do that on the show. You know,
oh, good, good.
Not only have we got a fantastic band, I think it's the best band I've been with, but the original bass player with Argent, who actually, incidentally, was also for 18 years and on their biggest ever-selling albums, bass player with the Kinks.
Nice.
And he's the original founder member of Argent with me. So he's still in the band. And we do Hold Your Head Up on stage.
Oh, I love it. Still. Outstanding.
Yeah.
So, no, I have another question about the Zombies. We're talking with Rod Argent, who, along with Colin Blunstone and these other musicians that we're talking about, are at the Bijou Theater Wednesday night for a fantastic show. My question, though, is when you started the band The Zombies back in 1964, was it? Was it 50 years ago?
We started it in 61, believe
me. Oh, my.
And we turned professional in 64.
Okay. So you're celebrating the 50th anniversary, then, of the professional Zombies. But the
Absolutely.
Word Zombies didn't carry the same connotation in 1961 and 64 as it does today, did it?
Not at all, no. I mean, I knew what a zombie was. I vaguely knew.
It was kind of like a Jamaican, you know, hypnotic, kind of somewhat undead-ish thing, but not the flesh-eating monster we see on TV.
Well, no, not the flesh-eating monster. We knew, I mean, at least I knew somewhere in the back of my mind that it was to do with Haiti and the fact that people used as sort of robotic slaves, you know.
Yeah, sort of like a somnambulist type
dead,
of thing,
but,
right?
But that was about it. And yeah. Colin didn't even know what a zombie was. He hated the name when it was suggested by our bass player. But I loved it because I thought no one else is going to have that name. You know, we had some awful names to start with, like the Sundowners, which about half a dozen other bands had, you know, for 2 weeks or so. But I loved that, and I thought, well, as soon as you become well-known at all, then people start associating the name with the music and with the band members and not with what things are. Well, we had a question just a few months ago. Someone said to us, okay, we've got to ask you this. What's your favorite zombie movie of all time? And Colin and I looked at each other and said, we've never seen a zombie movie.
Well, because Night of the Living Dead came out, I think, late 60s, maybe 68.
That was 67, I think.
67, okay.
And, you know, we've been going for 6 years by then.
Yeah, so you might have started the whole zombie craze.
Well, we might have done.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that we did.
Well, I guess the only really downside of it is at record stores where the everything was filed alphabetically by artist, you'd be way in the back.
Well, it used to, when we started, we often were part of the headline in newspapers, everything from the animals to the zombies. That was the most common, because it was A to Z.
That's great.
As you say over here. We say Z at home, but...
Oh, okay. Well, of course, in the old days, though, when I first started buying records, they were the little 45s, and they were not necessarily filed alphabetically. They would be filed by the chart number. You know, there'd be this wall with 40 or 100, you know, slots.
Yeah.
And then be number one would be at the upper left, and so on and so on.
Yeah. And it was such a knockout for us. At the time, I mean, I don't remember how far you remember back, but there were two major trade papers, Billboard and Cashbox, and they were both equal. And we actually made number one in Cashbox. I think we were number two, or it might even have been three in Billboard, but but in Cashbox we were certainly number one. So we would have been at the top of your wall. Which
yes,
was pretty cool when we were 18 and 19 years old.
Oh, how outstanding! All right, well, Rod Argent, along with Colin Blunstone, the Zombies at the Bijou Theater. Wednesday night, we're very excited that you're going to be coming in and visiting East Tennessee at a beautiful time of year with the dogwood blossoms. I wish the weather would be a little warmer, but...
I know, it's snowing out here at the moment.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's kind of bogus. I don't know why that's happening. They call it dogwood winter, you know.
Oh, okay.
It'll be nice, though, in a couple of days.
Yeah. Okay, when we've gone.
But, you know, enjoy it while you're here.
Yeah.
So happy for you, and continued good luck, and I hope that this tour brings you back around our way again before too long.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Colin Blunstone, tell him hello, too. And that's Rod Argent from The Zombies on the phone with us. Thank you very much for being with us. This is Classic Hits 93.1 WNOX.
Great pleasure. Thanks. Bye.